hello. You're listening to the Hammondcast Show on our favorite station in the nation, KYOU Radio in San Francisco, California. John Hammond, your host, at the microphone, keeping you company for the next 45 minutes. Thank you very much for tuning us in today, ladies and gentlemen. I got a great show for you today because I just returned from Japan. And we had a fantastic time over there. And we took the famous bullet train to Hamamatsu, Japan, the home of Suzuki Musical Instruments. We went to the world headquarters and I met Mr. Manji Suzuki, the president and founder of the company and chairman of the board, all rolled into one. Fantastic guy. He's no teenager, but he's strong as an ox and he looks great. I'm happy to report, and we had a really incredible time there. We got a tour of the factory and we saw where he makes all his famous harmonicas, and of course that's also where they design and make the organs that I play, the Hammond organs. Hammond Suzuki LTD is part of the Suzuki Musical Instruments Company there in Hamamatsu. And while we were there, we had a wonderful time with the beautiful people there, very nice hospitality. We visited the Musical Instrument Museum. It is known as the City of Music, and there are other music companies there, based there as well. And so they have an incredible museum of musical instruments. And we also went to the Art Museum and visited the Castle Ruins Museum. So we got a pretty good look around town there and enjoyed the food and the hospitality, and played a concert for Mr. Suzuki and all the Suzuki team there, the engineers and all the people who work in the factory. And it was really a lot of fun. And I played for the very first time with the number one harmonica player in Japan. Very nice young guy. You're going to hear him on the show today, and that's Koi Tanaka. Played a couple of tunes with Koi, and he's a wonderful musician. He plays Suzuki harmonicas, of course. And just before I went over to Japan, I played at Smiley's Schooner Saloon and Hotel in Bolinas, California. So we're going to play a little bit from our show there and an interview with the proprietor, Don Dean, who is also the editor of the Coastal Post. And when I flew back to San Francisco from Hamamatsu, I got back just in time to attend the AES, the Audio Engineering Society convention in Moscone Convention Center in San Francisco, and ran into a lot of friends of mine from the audio world. And so I was happy to be back in time for that show. So we're going to take you all around the world on this Hammondcast program today. Thank you very much for tuning in to KYOU Radio, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take you all the way over to Hamamatsu, Japan, and start out with a solo tune that I played, a song I've had around for a long time called Lydia's Tune, and play it on the brand new, incredible B3 Mark II through a high-power, solid-state Leslie called the Model 3300W. Right there in the factory, in the performance hall they call Suzuki Hall. And you'll hear at the end, Mr. Suzuki comes in to check us out, and I meet him. And thank you very much to Tachi Tachikawa, who performed the Master of Ceremonies and introduced me there in Suzuki Hall in Hamamatsu. Let's go over there now. All right. kick back and enjoy the ride, folks. Here we go to Hamamatsu, Japan, on the Hammond Cast Show, KYOU Radio. I'm going to turn it over to Tachi Tachikawa. Here we go, Tachi.
ハモンドのプレイヤーで、アメリカからジョン・ハモンドさん、それから日本人なんですけれどもアメリカにもう10年ぐらい住んで活躍されて敦賀亜希子さん、それからおなじみの田中光栄さんですね、3人が同じタイミングで来所してされるということで、ぜひ皆様のためにですね演奏をお願いしたところ皆さん快く演奏してくださるということでしたので今日は30分ですけれどもぜひ素晴らしいハモンドオルガンとハーモニカの演奏をぜひお楽しみください。それではジョン・ハモンドさん。
Orgato gozaimasu. Orgato gozaimasu, Suzuki Company. Thank you. It's a big honor for me to be here where you build these beautiful instruments. I love to play them, you know. And I want to just play one original song. Simple melody that I wrote in Paris in 1981. It's a melody. I hope you will remember the melody, you know. And thank you. I love this machine. Thank you.
Also, I want to take one picture from my mother. It's called Lydia's Tomb. It's a bossa nova. And it goes like this. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
This is a big honor for me. All right, that was Lydia's tune. And Mr. Suzuki just came in the room. I'm going to announce the next tune, which is Days of Wine and Roses, and bring up Koi Tanaka on the Suzuki harmonica. Fantastic young artist from Tokyo.
I'm going to play a standard by a famous American composer. And Koi's going to join you on Suzuki harmonica. This is a song, it's a theme from a movie, and it was written by one of our most famous composers. His name was Henry Mancini. Whenever I think about Henry Mancini, I think he must have eaten a lot of zucchini because his name is Henry Mancini. It's called Days of Wine and Roses. It goes like this. Thank you. Suzuki harmonica, he puts it in his pocket. My grandmother always told me I should play something that size. It looks very good, Koi. Thank you for playing with it.
Yeah, how about that? Koi Tanaka, fantastic young player on the Suzuki harmonica. Now we're going to get a little bluesy, a little funky, with a tune I always enjoy playing called Mercy, Mercy. Here we go now.
Something a little funky, a little bit bluesy, that was written by a piano player named Joe Zawinul. It's called Mercy, Mercy. It goes like this.
Right on it.
Thank you.
All right, that was a lot of fun and a big honor to play for President Suzuki, Manji Suzuki, from the Suzuki Musical Instruments Company that builds the Hammond organs that I play. And as I was saying, I was playing a brand new B3 Mark II, which is an incredible instrument that recreates exactly perfectly the sound of the old mechanical tone wheel Hammond organs that I've been playing for years, and they do it with their magic that they created and designed right there. And special thanks to the chief engineer, Mr. Ono, my old friend there. He's doing a fantastic job, and I got a lot of friends there. Very big special thanks to Mr. Otaka for the fine camera work, and my girlfriend Jennifer. And there are corresponding YouTube clips of this. You can find them on the YouTube. Just search out John Hammond, you know, with the no H in John. John Hammond in Hamamatsu at Suzuki, and you'll see that. You can see the clips and be right there in Hamamatsu with us. And just before we went over to Hamamatsu, Japan, I played a gig at one of my favorite places in California, Northern California, by the ocean in Bolinas, California, with some of my old friends there, Bob Scott, who is a friend of mine for 40 years on drums. And for the very first time on our trio, I had a wonderful tenor saxophonist named Dave Tidball, who comes from England, and he lives now in California. And he played some really fine blues and jazz on our organ trio. So let's go to Bolinas, California, and play some blues for you. And thanks for tuning us in on KYOU Radio, the Hammond Cast Show. Let's go to Bolinas, California.
Good evening, and welcome to Smiley's, and congratulations, San Francisco Giants.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
All right. What was the final score, everybody?
3-0.
Wow, the close one, nail biter. All right, well, that's really good news. We're really happy to be back here. Thank you very much to Don and Jesse and everybody here for having us back. Greg, good to see you, man. Amen. All right. All right. We're the John Hammond Trio. Dave Tidball is the first time on the band, a tenor saxophone, ladies and gentlemen. And my old friend Bob Scott here on the drums. You've heard him with many, many local groups. I'm John Hammond, the Fingers of the Singers. We're going to start off with a little blues just to get into the mood here, a little organ thing that's called James and Wes. And it goes a little something like this. Thank you.
Ride, live at Smiley's in Bolinas, California. Now we're going to visit with Don Dean, the proprietor of Smiley's Schooner Saloon and Hotel. Let's go visit with Don.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special treat for you today. I'm here in Bolinas, California, which is approximately 5 miles from Stinson Beach. It's a little more well-known locale in the area, although Bolinas has been gaining notoriety in the last few years. And I'm here with a very special guest. I'm really happy that he has time to spend a few minutes with us. And one of my all-time heroes, Don Dean. And he is the editor of the Coastal Post and the proprietor of the oldest continuously operated bar room in the entire state of California, including throughout the time of Prohibition. And here we are with Don. Thanks for joining us on our radio show today, Don. How you doing?
Good, John. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
It's great to see you, Don. It's been a long time. There was about 10 or 15 years ago, I used to play here semi-regularly with some of the guys from the Sons of Champlin, and you've been keeping a live music program going down here, so I many kudos to you there, because I know it's tough to keep live music going these days, and a lot of things are changing in the music business, but you are a traditionalist, you know, you've been keeping a lot of tradition going here, and you've been kind of a surrogate father to a lot of people who have grown up around here, and you've worn a lot of hats. You're still wearing a lot of hats, so you've got a lot of things going. What's on your plate these days?
Well, the plate these days is living through this recession, depression, whatever this monster bad time for the economy is, and with a little cooperation from the musicians and cooperation from the customers, it's all going to work.
You know? Yeah. Well, you're keeping it going, so my hat's off to you. And, you know, you keep the peace down there. It's amazing. You know, a lot of places of the nature of your place, I mean, you know, Smiley's has a really great reputation because it's been a friendly place, you know. And, you know, a lot of times, like, I've played in a lot of places where people drink alcohol, you know, and they get out of control. But, you know, you have a great team down there. They keep everybody from getting out of hand, although they're tolerant also, you know. But if they get out of hand, you got the people that know how to handle with a firm but kind hand, you know.
That's it.
And, yeah, you know... Greg, he really impressed me how he handles the kids down there, you know. So
yeah.
It's great, you know, because if people need a place like that where they can go and be safe, you know, and it's a great institution you've got. So, you know, the history of that place, folks, for those of you who don't know, Smiley's was actually started in 1851. Is that right, Don?
1851, you got it. It was put together by a sea captain who settled here on the coast and built this saloon with old wine barrels and refuse from the beach, and it's been here ever since. So it has had some remodeling and improvements made when electricity came in.
Well, it's a very charming place, and it's kind of the centerpiece of the city. I've been fortunate to be here during the 4th of July parade, which is really one of the most interesting 4th of July parades, as 4th of July parades go. That's why I believe CNN has visited your annual event here.
That's true.
And doesn't it always kick off with, is there someone who sings the Star Spangled Banner?
Annie Kratz, retired postmaster. Mistress, I guess, here in Bolinas, and she sings the national anthem and hits the high keys
Wow.
every year. Yeah.
Wow, that's beautiful. Well, one of the things I always wondered about was how Smiley's continued to operate during the Prohibition years. That must have added a lot of color to the additional history of this place. I'm sure that they had to do it a little bit on the surreptitious side to pull it off, huh?
A little bit. There was a lot of booze that came across the beach during Prohibition down from Canada, and the owner of Smiley's at that point decided to have a barbershop in the front right corner of the saloon. And that's how customers gained entrance to the medicinal offerings that we had in the saloon at that point. The place has been a medical facility for decades and decades.
Ah.
And so we are continuing in that tradition.
Right on. Well, so people have been self-medicating at this location for a long time.
A long time. 168 years.
Wow, that is really fantastic. I always wondered, how they did that. So the barbershop
was the cover. That was the cover.
Well, that's really great. Yeah, Don, well, you've had a lot of great people come through here. You know, you never know who's going to walk in the door of Smiley's. You have a very artistic community here and people who have been commercially successful, and they just want to sort of drop out of the normal society, and you come out here, and once you come here, it's a little bit of a drive, and to find it, and then you have this colorful group of people who sort of border patrol, the appointed border patrol. That this is kind of a famous legendary thing that goes on, that's been going on for a number of years. The sign that points the way to get to Smiley's has been taken down, and the state keeps putting it back up, and this has happened numerous times. So they have this what do they call this group of folks, the self-appointed Border Patrol?
Well, it's a kind of a mythical and mystical Bolinas Border Patrol, whose major mission is to preserve the integrity and the privacy of the town. And I think they've succeeded, because I believe that Caltrans has capitulated and has stopped putting the signs up for the last 8 or 10 years.
All right.
And so the sign now is a very valuable collector's item, if you're able to find one.
I bet. Yeah, well, so they really did succeed, and Caltrans finally gave up, so that's good to hear.
It was a losing battle for them.
That's great. Well, Don, you're the editor of the Coastal Post, and you're pretty much the chief cook and bottle washer over there. So you've been keeping that going, and you print the Coastal Post on paper. It's distributed locally. And on the internet as well, right?
The Coastal Post has been suspended since May.
Oh, wow.
And it may or may not come back.
How many years did you keep it going?
35 years.
Wow. Well, that
a long, long, long time. Mm-hmm. But as you get older, some things have to give. And the environment for newspapers right now is not very good,
right,
or very strong. And newspapers all over the country are biting the dust, which is a huge shame.
Mm-hmm.
I don't quite know how getting the news is going to be replaced, because I know the internet has an enormous amount of information available, but you don't tend to go after it. It's not like picking the newspaper up on your front walk. So for the time being, the Coastal Post is resting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but you kept it going a great long time, and anytime you have any news that you like to get out there, we'll certainly give it a big blast, and it's really great having you on the show. Before we get out of here, Don, I want to find out if there's any truth to this rumor. I heard a rumor that you play accordion. Is that true?
It's true. It's something that I've got a license to do, though. So any members of the law enforcement community that might want to come by and take me into custody because I am playing accordion are going to have a hard time.
I can relate to that because that's how I got into the music business. I love the accordion, you know, but I've seen those bumper stickers, play accordion and go to jail.
That's right. The people in custody all over the state.
Well, one of these times, maybe we'll be lucky enough to hear you break out the box and play a few tunes for us. So thanks a lot for spending some time with us, Don. That's Don Dean, and that's spelled D-E-A-N-E. And he is the Dean of Bolinas. Folks, if you're lucky enough to find your way out here sometime, stop into Smiley's, and we're going to be playing there this evening. So I'm really happy to be back to our listeners on KYOU.
I'm just so glad to be talking with you and hope that y'all come by and taste Smiley's.
All right, we ran out of time, but special thanks to Don Dean at Smiley's and to President Manji Suzuki and Tachi Tachikawa and the whole team at Suzuki Hammond and Hamamatsu. It was a lot of fun, folks. Stay tuned to KYOU Radio, and whatever you do, have a great day and an even better one tomorrow. I got to get out of here. This is John Hammond, Big Keeping Company, a Hammondcast show, hammondcast.com. Drop in and drop us a line. We'd love to hear from our listeners. Before I get out of here, folks, there's just one last thing I got to say, and that is bye-bye now.